Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kovod Shemayim, Perek Dalid. This is Shem number 45, the last Perek of the Kuntros of the Sefer Kovod Shemayim. Let's see two paragraphs over here together. His Iris Lekabolus Olma Mitzvahs Karoi. The Chavetz Chaim turns his attention for a person to accept the mitzvahs to do properly. There's another very important topic, which unfortunately we don't spend proper time contemplating and thinking about it too often. The Gemara says, Lama kodma shma levahayim shmaya. Every single day we say the parasha shma first, vahafta, and then vahayim shmaya afterwards. So why does the parasha of Shema v'hafta come before v'hayim Shemaya? Says the Gemara, k'dei she'kabel olav ol mitz ol malchu Shemayim t'chila. First, you have to accept Hashem as the Melech. Ol malchu Shemayim, that's what you do in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'acher kach y'kabel olav ol hamitzvos. And afterwards, once we accept that Hashem is the Melech, Hashem is the King, so I'm his subject, I'm his servant. Then I do the mitzvahs. Then I accept upon myself to do the mitzvahs. And that's what you finish at the end, after Shema. It's true, and his words are alive and everlasting. This is a real acceptance. Al kiyum hatoyer v'mitzvus. What do we say when we're saying emes v'yatzev? What's emes v'yatzev? What's true? What's true is we just finished saying in Shema. When I just finished saying in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is the Melech, I'm going to accept the mitzvus. V'ahav t'Hashem Elokeinu Kecho. V'hayim shemoya. V'yoyimer. It's all emes. It's all true. And I accept upon myself to do it. But now the Chafetz Chaim says, when we're saying, I accept upon myself to do the mitzvahs, do I know what the mitzvahs are? Have I learned what the mitzvahs are, so now I can comply with what I said is just true, and I'm going to do it? V'chi kabola kazu shomar v'hoyim shemaya. Is this a real acceptance to do the mitzvahs of Hashem? Aval eino zoyche klal makibo. Nechshev is kabola. Is that called a Kabbalah? I'm going to do. Imagine if someone asks you, could you go buy some milk? So you say, no problem. You get to the store, you have no idea what you're supposed to buy. You come back with eggs. How does that help? The person asks for the milk. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow.